Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, I was. I went through my bank statement, mm-hmm. and I noticed that you made a charge to the account.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
Say again?
Can I start off by getting your zip code?
Of course. 92374.
What is your first and last name?
Jose Grimaldo. Okay.
And I do have an account for you. For security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
Of course. That would be 27,000 West Lugonia Avenue, apartment 11220, City of Redlands, California, 92374.
What is your first and last name, sir?
Jose Grimaldo.
Give me 1 second. Okay, I do see on March 15th, 2022, where you did the contest entry ticket for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. Do you remember that?
Yes, the only thing is I never got a Dyson cleaner and I haven't got no services.
Okay, so it didn't state to you that you was going to actually get the Dyson vacuum cleaner. It stated to you that you was in the contest. There was an entry ticket to receive that Dyson vacuum cleaner. And by doing that, you subscribe to our meal planning app called the Bites Hub. And what it does, it lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow. And it enroll you into our meal planning app, sir.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting services, and I don't know initially what that entails. So is there a way I can actually request a refund?
Okay. Well, that meal planning app is a great app. What if I can do that for you for $20 a month to stay?
It's okay. I don't want it.
Okay. And so this order was originally placed on the 15th. Of March, and the only thing I can do with that being that you had access to that meal planning app, is I can do a 25% refund on that amount.
No, I want the full refund.
Okay, well, sir, I'm not able to issue you a full refund, being that this has been since the 15th of March. I cannot give you. The system will not even let me generate a full refund on that amount.
I didn't get nothing. I was promised a vacuum. I didn't get it. Can I please get my vacuum or get my refund? You decide.
Okay, well, when you was online, sir, it did not state to you that you was going to get a Dyson.
Not when I was. You're telling me that when I was. No, I read what I read, and I didn't get anything.
And online did not. It does not state that online that you was going to get that, like, at your address or mail to you. It stated that you was in the contest entry to receive that Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't read that. Can I please get a refund at this point, I just want a refund. You put me in an overdraft. I don't know if you're going to have to pay that much. And who pays the money for an entry fee or whatever you call that?
And it did state that on our website when you purchased that. And the only thing I can do as far as a refund, sir, because it is past 3 weeks, I can give you a 25% refund on that amount.
No, I want the full refund, please.
Okay, well, sir, the system will not let me do anything over a 25%. 3 weeks has passed. This order was placed on the 15th of March. The system will not let me do a full refund. It only will let me do a 25%.
Well, this is false advertisement. I didn't get my services, and I want my money back. I don't know what you have to do, but I want my money back.
Okay, sir. What I can do, I can just go ahead and get this account canceled for you where you want to carry any more charges.
Cancel that, and then there's some few charges that you actually charged me that are reflecting on my account.
We charge you $59.89 on March the 15th, 2022. You have not been billed anymore or charged anymore after that. But it was a reoccurring charge until you call in the council.
This is all total scam. Can I please get my money back? Please.
Okay, I can give you a 25% refund.
No, I want my $59 like I paid you. I don't want it back because you're doing this to every single customer. Surprise, you know, you get this price, just pay this handling and charges. It doesn't talk, say anything else in there. There's a lot of garbage in there that you, I mean, it goes on forever and ever. It doesn't say you cannot get your refund or whatever. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to refund me? Yes or no?
I will not be refunding $59.89. I can give you a 25% refund.
This was an unauthorized charge because I didn't authorize this full amount.
Well, you just stated that you did when you spoke with me about that Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, all calls are recorded, sir, and you just stated that on this line.
Well, you know what? We all make mistakes, and I already made the second mistake. And my first mistake was even paying, you know, even like entertaining your whatever your scam is.
Okay, well, we are not a scam, and you subscribed to that when you did that entry ticket for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I don't want to argue with you. This, can I please get my money back? Can I talk to a regional manager or supervisor or your president, XO, whoever it is, they
okay,
cannot
for
please.
Okay, so give me a second. I'm speaking with my supervisor.
Thank you.
Okay, so I did go ahead and cancel this account for you and then refund that charge. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you.
Thank you for
Appreciate
calling
it.
customer support. Have a good day.
One more question. Sorry to interrupt. When should I expect this refund to be
You take
back
three
in
to
here?
five business days. Do not count the weekends.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.